You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The first annual Dan Austin Memorial Clothing Drive is now underway and will run through December 6th. Joining us now to tell us more about that, Alexis Miller, Clothing Drive Coordinator. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. And Luke Roman, Deputy Director for the Glory Hall. Hello, Luke.
Hey there. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here. For those who don't know, could you please tell us about Dan Austin? Maybe Alexis will start with you.
Yeah, I actually first met Dan Austin. We were both legislative aides in the Alaska State Legislature, and I'm going to age myself by saying that was in the 90s. But Dan worked for Kay Brown, and I probably was working at that time for Johnny Ellis, both Anchorage legislators. So I met Dan then, but I was raised Catholic. So when Dan took over, gosh, I don't even know when, but he spent more than 20 years as the general manager of St. Vincent de Paul out there in the valley, and he passed away in 2018, as a lot of people know, and he just did amazing things. Someone compared him to, they called him Mother Teresa of Southeast Alaska, but maybe Father Teresa or whatever of Southeast Alaska, but he was just one of the kindest men I have ever met. So humble. And when he got sick with cancer, he didn't even let people know. He just kept on working until he couldn't work any longer. And he passed away on July 25th, 2018. So I just thought it was appropriate to name this clothing drive after Dan, since I knew him.
Got it. And this clothing drive is focused on warm clothing for the unsheltered during cold weather. What is the need for that in our community? Luke, maybe you'd be the best person to answer this.
Sure. So I'm the deputy director at the Glory Hall, which I believe you already said. But so the need for further shelter for people experiencing homelessness is very great. Even though we have this new beautiful facility out in the valley with 43 sleeping spaces and private sleeping spaces and 21 overflow sleeping spaces, we are still full, so full. And so there are, unfortunately, individuals walking around town all night, all day with nowhere to go, especially if they're individuals that for whatever reason can't get a vaccination. And so the need is there. The need is definitely there.
Alexis, what would you add?
Well, I just want to add that I grew up in Juneau. I lived downtown on Gold Street, right behind the Baranoff Hotel. Since I was 3 years old, I've been in Juneau. I was born in Fairbanks, but I go out and walk every single day, and I live near the federal building now in a condo, and I see homeless people on a regular basis. They actually are in, you know, makeshift shelters. And sometimes, unfortunately, on property that they're not supposed to be on. And, you know, whenever I can, I encourage them to go to the new warming center, which just opened last night at the Resurrection Lutheran Church. But, you know, I've been seeing homeless people for decades, and it breaks my heart. And that's part of the reason that I was inspired to do this on Friday, October 22nd in the Juneau Empire. I read a piece by Laura Roram, R-O-R-E-M. Her husband was a pastor, Larry Roram, and she's a member of the Resurrection Lutheran Church, but she had a daughter who was chronically homeless and also suffered with some severe mental illness issues and passed away in 2018 as well. But Laura's last paragraph on her piece here, Seeking Justice for People Experience Homelessness, says, working for justice with and for homeless people is doing God's will. May we overcome our discomfort and answer his call to action. And for me, that was like, that's my call to do something because I can. I have the ability to organize events just from my professional background, my years working in the Alaska legislature, running political campaigns. And I just thought, you know, I want to see people being able to go to a warming center like they could previously at the Jack, which was open all the time. Now it's just at night, and I'm not really sure what the difference is because we're still all in a pandemic and people just need a warm place to go. Thank God for the new Glory Hall facility. But yeah, it's heartbreaking to me when I see people who live outdoors and it's so cold right now. So I know that there's such a desperate need, and, you know, we're looking for any, you know, type of winter clothing. I'm talking about jackets and gloves and hats and scarves and even boots, but we'd really like things to be relatively new. And we definitely, because of the pandemic, are stressing if they're clothing items, please wash them or please dry clean them before you drop them off. And this clothing drive will not only benefit the new Glory Hall, and we can talk more about that in a moment, and it will also benefit St. Vincent's. They now have a Dan Austin Center named after Dan Austin, as well as Smith Hall Senior Housing, and then this will also benefit the Warming Center at the Resurrection Lutheran Church, those three places.
So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to make sure folks know what they can donate and where they can donate it. So can you give us a rundown on what's needed most, what else is being accepted, and how we can make those donations, where we can make them?
I think Luke, since he's right there on the front lines with 64, I believe, folks that are staying there at the Glory Hall.
64, yes.
He can talk about that.
Okay, so we're looking for all sorts of winter clothing items, snowsuits, coats, hats, gloves, scarves, like Alexis said.
Adult sizes, or men's or women's or children?
Adult sizes, men's and women's. I don't think we'll turn away children's sizes. The Glory Hall doesn't work too much with children, but we can route those items to proper, you know, places that can give them out to children. Mm-hmm. And they can be dropped off. We'll have a drop-off bin here at the Glory Hall at 8715 Teal Street in the Valley at our new location. We are open every day from 7 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. and anyone can just drop off that stuff whenever. There's also going to be a drop-off bin at the Dan Austin Center at St. Vincent de Paul, also on Teal Street, and a drop-off bin at the new warming shelter, which is at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in downtown Juneau. And I'm not absolutely sure of their address, but it's the Brown Church in the Flats.
Yeah,
they're right on the corner of West 9th, I believe, or West 10th. I have it right here, 740 West 10th Street.
Very easy to find. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me just give my phone number and my full name again. It's Alexis. Ross is my middle name, my last name, Miller. And my cell phone is 907-793-0701. People can call me. And Luke can give his contact information.
Sure. My name is Luke. My last name is Vroman. And my email address here at the Glory Hall is Luke, L-U-K-E, like my first name, at feedjuno, F-E-E-D, Juno spelled out, .org. Luke at feedjuno.org. Feel free to contact me.
Well, Luke and Alexis, I just want to thank you so much for doing this for our community. Thank you for organizing this warm clothing drive. And I'm glad we were able to help you spread the word here on Juno Afternoon today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And take care.
And thank you to the community. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks. Have a great one.
You too.